I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Our first stop, John, is a Days Inn in Towson, Maryland on Monday afternoon. Is it Towson, Towson, Maryland?
Let's go with Towson.
All right. Days Inn, Maryland, Monday afternoon. Someone calls the front desk. There are two women fighting in the room next to me, and they need to quiet it down. So the security guard goes to check on what the ladies are fighting about next door. Turns out they're not fighting, John. They're wrestling. Wink, wink.
Oh, it's adult wrestling.
Adult wrestling next door. One of the women, 34-year-old Allison Daughtry, and the other name wasn't released, but when the security guard goes to check on him...
by the way, Allison's got to be pretty pissed.
Yeah,
how is it that my name comes out
well, I'll
and
tell
her
you,
name doesn't
I'll,
come
I'll,
out?
I'll tell you why here in a minute, because Allison made things worse.
Oh, okay.
See, and apparently the security guard made things worse because he broke things. You know, he comes banging on the door right about, you know, at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He breaks up the get-together. And so they start arguing with the security guard. He goes to kick them out of the hotel. The argument carries on into the lobby, and they're going at it with the front desk and the guard. Then Allison pulls out a gun and points it at the security guard. He wrestles with her. It goes off. Bullet hits the door frame.
Hey.
She's arrested for attempted murder and reckless endangerment after a little get-together on a Monday afternoon.
Don't want to get in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing for a police department to have one of its own busted for DUI, and doubly embarrassing if the DUI involves a crash into a liquor store. And that's the story from Memphis, where a police officer there drove into a column at a liquor store. He was off duty on Saturday, but nonetheless, the sergeant was relieved of duty pending an investigation. This guy has had a gig with the Memphis Police Department since August of 1993, and that whole thing could get chucked away. He told police he had some eye issues and tried to hold his eyes open with his fingers.
Like I'm seeing triplet.
During a sobriety test.
Triplet.
Yeah, a lot of people do have eye issues after,
when
you know, when they're
the
at about 0.20.
Yeah. And finally, to Nashville, a homeowner, Taylor Parker, tells the local news there that he was in the shower when he heard something that sounded like an earthquake. Quote, it basically felt like an earthquake. The whole house was shaking for a good 20 to 25 seconds. So I got my towel on. He's in the shower. Gets his towel on, runs out to the front door, and all I see, quote, is a big bulldozer tearing up my yard and driving through my house. I flag the guy to stop, jump in front of him, basically yank him out of the bulldozer. Fortunately, nobody's hurt. Parker said his two kids were at school at the time. Doesn't have an estimate on what the damage will cost. Says, I couldn't give you a figure. I just know it's going to be a lot of money. Parker said the driver took the bulldozer to the back of the house several times as well.
So when you mean like shower? Through, you're talking about it went through the house or went around like to, around
it
the
sounds
back?
Like he kind of was tearing up the yard and then working on the corner of the house. Or
but he didn't go in. He didn't take it inside the house, did he?
It says he took in part of the house, like the corner of the house or something.
Okay.
They say the bulldozer driver was supposed to be doing a work at another home down the street.
Wrong address. Damn GPS. Jeez.
You know, he probably goes to the house. The guy's in the shower. He unloads his bulldozer off the trailer. And,
all right, this is the word. This has got to be the one.
Starts tearing up the front yard.
They had a story on King 5 last night about a similar situation there, except it was a roof. And these roofers came in. This guy comes home to see this. All the shingles, like, off his roof. And they don't know.
On a tarp in the front yard.
Right. And then at some point they realized that this was the wrong roof, but this was after they had torn off, like, all of them, and they were gone. And they don't know who this company was because they, like, booked. They're like, we screwed this up. We got to get out of here. And no, they don't have ID on those guys, man.
What do you mean 2219 Johnson?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at 2214.
Yeah,